Hey everybody, welcome to Culinary Convo's 3-2-1 Bake Off, episode 8 in the tent. It was pastry week. Obviously, you know what I'm going to say here. Guys, go to our website, culinaryconvo.com, sign up for the newsletter. That way you can get all the recipes, not only for this show, but for our other shows, like Mapping the Culinary World, for Plate and Time, for United Foods of America, Convo Sessions, Veggie Voices, all those things. Get some recipes. Check out our Pinterest, our Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all those good places. But more importantly, you know, if you want to support the podcast, go to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support so that you can send us some support so I can order more foods, try them out for Uniquely Umami, and then, you know, send some recipes that way. But yeah, enjoy it. It is me and my wife talking about pastry week this week, and we will get right to it after a word from our sponsor. Welcome to Culinary Convo. I am your host, Devin Ream. The coffee is poured and your spot at the table is open. I've got my mise en place, and if your mind is open, let us begin. Hey everybody, welcome to 3-2-1 Bake Off. It is week 8 in the tent. It is pastry week. Lots of craziness ensued in the tent. We just got done watching it not too long ago. We took a walk so that we could cool off because Mr. Moisturize was back. And Janus, we saw quite the TikTok the other day of him. And so, yeah, but no, I, to kick it off here, Kaylee, what did you think of pastry week?
This was probably the most stressful and harsh week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much everyone got like demolished.
Yeah.
With critiques.
Yeah.
So it was kind of painful.
It was.
At times.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like Paul wanted blood. You know? Like Prue was like, hey, I'm going to be even keel like I've been judging this entire time. And yeah. And Paul was just like, I'm here for someone to go. And it will be someone I know. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, Paul.
Well, I feel like every year, once they hit the quarterfinal, that's when they're like, if you make any mistakes, you're banished.
You got them.
Like, you're excommunicated.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much, like, everything that happened this episode with everybody.
Yeah. It was one of those things where I kind of thought there would be a standout this week, like somebody who just nailed it on every single challenge, because that's kind of what happens is like towards the end, there's somebody who it's like they're the standby. They're going to knock it out of the park every single round. We really didn't have that.
No.
Yeah.
It's very surprising.
Very. So we got 5 in the tent. We got Abdul, Janus, Sandro, Maxi, and Shabira. As I stated last week, Mr. Moisturize, Sandro, and Shabira are my tops. Yours was Maxi and Shabira or Janus?
I don't remember.
I know Maxi was one of your tops. That was that, you know, you were like, she's very consistent. Same with Sandro.
Yeah.
Same with Janus. They're pretty consistent. Shabira has high highs and low lows.
Mm-hmm.
Abdul, he's been sneaky.
Very.
Very under the radar.
I told you, I said he is like an underdog.
Yeah. Yeah. But, nerdsandbeyond.com. They, you know, Lynette knocking it out of the park again, doing these recaps. Before we get to that, though, sign up for our newsletter, you'll get all the recipes from not only Great British Baking Show, but from Mapping the Culinary World, Plate and Time, United Foods of America, Convo Sessions, just our Pinterest. We put tons of recipes on there. So yeah, join it. Get on the newsletter. Get on our Pinterest. I got rid of our Twitter because Twitter's like kind of messy right now, and you know I wasn't getting much like, hey, Culinary Convo, like on Twitter.
I feel like, you know, Twitter is just kind of for complaining.
It's like an echo chamber,
like, really. You know, for the most part, like for the average user, it's just kind of like, here's what I like or what I don't like, but it's very severe.
Yeah,
I had Twitter through most of high school, I think. And then I had it maybe up until my sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
And then I got rid of it because I'm like, you know what? I'm just like venting on here and I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to do that. So, and it just seems like that's kind of how it's been.
Yeah.
That's like where you see all the fights happening.
Right.
You know, with celebrities or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was time.
Yeah. Well, for me anyways, it's great for news organizations because they can just throw something out there as quick as they can. Celebrities, you can get kind of their raw, you know, take on things, which is good and awful at times.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, but still got the Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those things. And those all have issues as well, but we're not here to discuss that. Okay. We are here to just say, join Culinary Convo at culinaryconvo.com, our newsletter. Make sure you're checking us out on YouTube if you're a pod guy, gal. Make sure you check out our podcast if you're a YouTube guy or gal or non-binary pal. And just make sure that you listen to everything because I need this for everybody to listen to me. Not really. This is for fun. So you guys are good.
That's what you say.
I know. And then I cry at night. Right?
Yeah.
I put my head in my pillow and I'm like,
Do I have to have a full-time job? Yeah. Why can't I do this immediately as my full-time job?
I
live with a four-year-old.
No. I'm at least like 5 and a half mentally. At least. I have the acuity of a kindergartner.
You're in first grade?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
At least.
All right.
But no, Lynette, she goes on to tell us it's pastry week. The 5 remaining bakers are competing in it. It says this week was mostly a disaster and ended with a surprise elimination.
That's drama.
Yeah. Shabira alone did well in the signature challenge. The signature challenge. I'm just making up words at this point.
It'd be nice if it was called that.
Yeah. Signature challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 2 hours to bake 12 sweet vol-au-vents. Essentially big puff pastry things. The judges asked for a sweet take on the usually savory snack and wanted them to be made from flaky rough puff pastry. Shabira alone did well in this challenge. She made orange and mandarin cream cheese vol-au-vents topped with pecan praline. The judges liked the look of them as they had a lovely height. They thought the flavors were delicious and that the cream cheese was nice and light. However, her pastry was a little doughy in the middle. We're all doughy in the middle. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Paul, yeah. Prue, get off your high horse. could have done with a couple of minutes longer in the oven. Yeah. They told her like 2 minutes or something
in
the oven.
And it would have been perfect.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I would have if I had 2 minutes, like, you know, yeah. Janus made a strawberries and cream vol-au-vents, and he had originally intended to fill his pastry with creme patisserie, but it ended up gloopy, so it was substituted with whipped cream. His whipped cream was topped with liqueur-glazed strawberries. Liqueur-glazed strawberries. I said it looked like something that was unsavory or unsweet. I'm not going to repeat that here, but the judges thought they looked attractive. But it was a bit boring in flavor. The pastry was too dry, pale, and was a little raw inside. Yeah, I bet.
Well, I kind of thought that, too, when he said what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, they're going to think that's uncreative right. or boring.
Yeah.
Because they said that about someone last week.
Yeah.
Or the week before.
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of something else? I don't know.
See, to me, what they need to do, they just need to fall on the old standby of, I'm going to make a syrup. You know, a sugar syrup, whatever. And just, it's like, I'm doing strawberries and whipped cream. What is something herbal that goes with strawberries? And it's like, rosemary, thyme,
basil. I have no idea.
Yeah, basil. Like, here we go. And you do that and you drizzle it over the top. And maybe they, you know, are like, oh, this is so cool.
Well, listen, for yeah. common folk like me, I like strawberries and cream. I think that's totally. A very classic.
Yeah.
And you, if you mess it up, like, that's on you.
Right, right. That's a you mistake.
That's a you problem.
Yeah, yeah. And see, that's the thing, is trying to keep it simple. Sometimes simplicity is the best thing, you know?
I'll say that every minute of every day if yeah. I have to.
Yeah.
To prove my point.
Yeah.
But I am correct.
Abdul made coconut and Abdul made coconut and berry vol-au-vents, which contained berry compote. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just a side note.
I don't this is want
nothing
that.
Against Bake Off. It's just they only have one episode every Friday, but we've been watching Dr. Pimple Popper, and they had an episode called a pooting cyst, and now the word poot keeps showing up in my vocabulary, and I don't know why. I can't.
He has yeah. said it a couple times.
I have.
The last it few keeps days.
So I'm like, Barry Compute. I'm like, eh. Yeah. I don't know if it's like a weird just like.
That's not yeah. a crossover that no. I want to see.
No. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You need to bake cupcakes that look like pimples. No.
See, that's the part of that man. Show that I don't like is like right. when it's. Nasty like that, yeah. but when it's the lipomas, I don't know. That's
because those are cute.
Well, no, it's just that's interesting to me how the body can do that,
yeah,
and like hold yeah. on to that. But you know, when stuff's coming out and it looks, sorry, when stuff's coming out and it looks just like
yeah
cottage cheese, I just
yeah. Yeah.
I'm
back to our baking.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Let's think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a berry compote and coconut cream patisserie. The pastry was dipped in dark chocolate and it was topped with strawberry flowers. His pastry wasn't as tall as it should have been, and all the butter had leaked out in the oven, leaving it dry. The judges also thought that he used too many flavors, leaving the taste muddled. So it's like, oh, you used too many flavors. Janus was like, oh, so simplicity was better there? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what like do you
want? Like I said,
want?
They were very picky.
Yeah. Yeah, they were very, yeah. Sandro, he was like, I'm going to get a handshake. I'm Mr. Moisturize. He made a key lime cheesecake because he knows Paul loves key lime pies. His pastries leaked a lot of butter in the oven and ended up flat. And he accidentally didn't preheat his oven. So he was rushing at the end of the challenge. Yeah. Maxie, she baked vol-au-vents that contained chantilly cream, cloudberry jam, gooseberry jam, and were topped with elderflower-soaked berries rather than using cold butter like the rest of the bakers. She used room temperature butter and then chilled it afterwards, which had worked for her in practice. However, it didn't seem to work for her at the bake, as most of her butter leaked out in the oven and her pastry went wonky. The judges were left with the overwhelming taste of raw pastry. She also did it in squares, which I was like, oh, that's really cool. But at the same time, like, there's a reason why everybody does the circles and it's easier. And basically this whole round was just Paul and Prue's way of being like, you guys ain't that good.
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
They're like, we're going to humble you.
Yeah. And it was just kind of sad. It was like nobody knocked it out of the park, you know. But the technical challenge this week, I was upset about it for about a whole 5 minutes or so. Because I was like, why are they doing this? But the bakers were given 1 hour and 20 minutes to make 8 spring rolls. And it was with a recipe they'd never seen before. You know, they had to do it with a dipping sauce. Yeah, the judges ranked the bakes from worst to best in a blind judging. The main difficulty within this challenge was for the bakers to work out how much water to put in their pastry dough, which is odd. They call it a pastry dough, but I don't know why. I don't think Americans look at wonton wrapper or like egg roll wrappers really as pastry. We kind of just look at it as like a savory thing that you put, like a casing almost. Like, yeah, but they kept saying it was pastry, which that's when my anger for this challenge started to subside. Because I was like, yeah, I guess it is like a pastry you make, but you don't bake it, you fry it. But donuts, you fry donuts. So they've made donuts before and I felt fine with it. So
I don't know. I just feel like this is leaning into the Great British Culinary Show.
Right.
Like, yeah. Because they've done at least a couple of savory things. Yeah. And I get that baking doesn't always have to be just sweet dessert and all of that. But I don't know. That's what I'm used to.
Right.
I'm used to cakes and cookies, or biscuits and scones and all of that. Yeah. And so, I don't know. When you throw in things like this, it's just kind of like,
right.
Why?
Yeah. Well, and my thing with the spring rolls, I will say Abdul and Shabira should, basically, that is a thing that is coming from, in their eyes, the Far East. Basically from Southeast Asia, India, those kinds of things. So it's like, they should have an advantage compared to, like, the lemon meringue pie, where it was, like, you know.
Well, and you don't always know what people grew up with.
Right, totally.
Like, where they grew up, what they ate.
Yeah. Abdul said that he grew up watching his mom make spring rolls, but he never paid attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yep. But, no, I mean, the thing with these spring rolls that I was like, okay, fine, the pastry in it, you know, that kind of thing. But they were like, if it has big, weird bubbles, then it's off. There was too much water. But if there's tiny bubbles, it's all good. And it's like,
I love bubbles.
Yeah, I like the bubble. I don't care if they're bigger, as long as it's crunchy.
I love the bubbles in egg rolls. I love them in pizza.
Yeah.
The bubble in pizza is top tier to me.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it, but again, they're wanting the very best of the best.
Right. Well, and my thing is this, okay? Technical challenge, you could have done it this week maybe I don't know if patisserie would really do it, but they need to do this one of these days in the Great British Baking Show. They can do it when it's like maybe bread week or something. I have no idea. Anyway, B&G, biscuits and gravy. They need to do that for a technical challenge because it is savory, but the biscuits, they're not scones.
Okay, but biscuits are not the same thing here as they are over there.
I know. And that's my whole point, is if they're going to throw spring rolls in there, throw in biscuits and gravy.
Well, like, and that's also not a thing there.
It isn't, which is like... great. That is what makes it perfect, is basically everybody can look at Paul and Prue and be like, you guys have to eat this. And you guys think this is weird or something. And then they'll have, like, I don't know, one hillbilly in the back that's just like, it's best sound yet.
And do you then, mean you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I, you know, this may sound tangent-y a little bit, but actually, I'm going to save it for the I'm going to save it for the last episode because I wanted to talk about Great British Baking Show, the show itself, and how it translated to American audiences really well, but also it fits in the British realm really well. But it's a long tangent. I don't want to do that right now.
Please.
Because it has nothing to do with episode
Please spare
eight.
Us.
Yeah, I'm going to spare you guys. But I will get to that in the last episode. But anyways, I want biscuits and gravy on a technical challenge because I want them to be like, your biscuit was fluffy, but it tasted like flour.
They wouldn't call it a biscuit.
Exactly. What are they going to call it? Scones and gravy?
They wouldn't make it.
They wouldn't make it.
They just wouldn't. It wouldn't be an option.
I'm telling you, it's going to.
I get that they make things that are unfamiliar to them a lot, but biscuits and gravy is not.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It needs to
Maybe
go on
it's
there.
On the Canadian.
It might be.
Show
yeah.
or
yeah.
there's
yeah.
even an American show of
there
this,
is,
but.
It, you know. You know,
can we move on?
No, this is, but no, Shabira, she came in fourth on the technical challenge. Her pastry had lots of large bubbles. Janus came in second because he had a few large air, holes, but his spring rolls were crispy.
Air horn.
Yeah. Air horns. He had a couple air horns. You bite in. It's just, he was very confused about whether his spring roll had gone as he was adamant that he had baked eight. That was hilarious. He's like, I baked.
That was so funny.
Yeah. I fried eight egg rolls and only seven made it to the plate. And they're like, did you eat the other one? He's like, I don't know.
I bet one of them sunk.
Yeah. I bet one of them did. And either that or like he cut one in half and
he
realized.
Can't
like,
count.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't count either. So it just depends on the day.
Yeah. Well, and he could have like stacked them and he thought one had underneath it or something, you know, and then you get out to the table and it's like, but he looked thoroughly confused.
He was like,
yeah, he's like looking around like, what? Like, I would have sworn he probably looked at a single producer like, did you eat it?
I said, I bet someone else ate it for drama.
Yep.
Yeah.
But Sandro got first place on the spring rolls. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Abdul. He put way too much mushrooms in the spring roll.
It was like mushroom spring rolls.
Man, it was a lot. Yeah. But for the showstopper, everybody said the showstopper was going to be it. And it was because everybody did terrible so far. The bakers were asked to bake a 3D pie scene inspired by their favorite childhood story or nursery rhyme. The bakers produces sweet or savory pies. They had to produce at least eight. The judges had been disappointed by the pastry offering so far. Shabira once again did well in the challenge. Her scene was inspired by Jack and the Beanstalk. So she had a giant, she had a castle, she had Jack, and then the Beanstalk, which was a two-tiered design. She used hot oil pastry and had two flavors. She had chicken rendang and then Malaysian curry. The judges thought her pastry was clever, as it was very solid for construction. The pastry was buttery and flakery. That's a word, apparently. Flaky. They also loved the flavor of the fillings and thought her pies were well-packed. However, her chicken rendang pies were a little dry. A lot of people's were dry. when it came like to the
pretty
Showstopper.
Pretty much everyone's.
Yeah. Abdul also did quite well with his Treasure Island inspired pies. He made two kinds of short crust pastry for his pies, which included apple and blackberry crumble pies and aubergine and potato curry pies, aka eggplant and potato. His shapes included an island, a pirate ship, a chest, and an octopus. The octopus looked cool. The judges thought they were a little rough looking, but effective. Hey, Paul, you go in there and make a friggin' pastry octopus.
Well, if he did, it would be just stunning.
Oh, yeah. And how many hours?
He'd probably do it in like 30 minutes.
Maybe. They loved his flavors, particularly the aubergine in his pastry was short and crispy. The judges were surprised by his simple but effective pies. Oh, well, tell Janus and his strawberry cream.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But see, look at the octopus. That's pretty cool.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah. He made little coconut trees.
I like how
trees.
Messy his apron is.
Yeah, his apron's
it's
messy.
It's like his hands are just...
Yeah. He just keeps rubbing his apron.
Yeah. It's purple. His shirt is purple. The octopus is purple.
That's why you got to see it on nerdsandbeyond.com.
Yeah.
It's
you
got to
watch
newsletter.
The video.
Yeah, you got to go. But Janus made pies inspired by the Very Hungry Caterpillar. I was kind of looking forward to this one just because the story is kind of weird. So I thought he was going to include like the other weird animals, like the bear and the, you know, that kind of thing.
I thought the bear was another book.
Maybe it is another book.
It is.
Oh, no. Does Devin have a bad memory?
I think
I
know
does.
I do, but I know that Eric Carl wrote those books.
Who the heck is Eric Carl?
He wrote The
Very
Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah, great.
And then there was some book, I don't know what it's called, but it had a bear on it.
Well, the one I'm thinking of is like it. I don't know. I'll pull it up at some point. But I think I'm thinking of the wrong book now. Oh, man. I get vulnerable with you guys and I tell you what I think it is. And then Kaylee's back here and she's just like, I'm ready to spike this like a volleyball, you know.
Okay, you know what? Off camera, this dude roasts me pretty much every day.
Yeah,
makes fun of me. He mocks me.
Okay, wait. I might make fun of you here and there, but I don't,
so,
you know.
So, you know what? And I'm usually just kind of reserved. I just sit back. I do whatever. But if something's wrong, I'm going to call it.
Yeah. I'm going to call it. I'm not the problem. You're the problem. Yeah. No.
Now I'm like. I'm a jerk.
You did the same thing I did. You got vulnerable and you said what you thought. And then everybody's like, wait a minute. Like, this sounds awful.
She sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want to see or hear from her again.
Yeah. Worst guest ever. Anyway, all that is a joking aside. Janus made pies for the Very Hungry Caterpillar, but he did a spin on it to honor his sausage dog. Nigel. Yeah. He made a variety of pies, which included a sausage meat sausage dog pie, salmon and spinach fish-shaped pie, which they gave him crap because it didn't look like a fish, but he spray-painted it, or like whatever they call that, the food spray color, whatever. He'd airbrush, like edible airbrush. Yeah. Apple-shaped apple pies and dauphinois. Potato cheese-shaped pies. Mm. They loved his dauphinois potato pies and liked the flavor of the apple pie, although the mixture could have been wetter. His salmon pie tasted lovely, but the pastry could have been shaped better to look more like a fish. So he received mixed feedback. I will admit...
Look at the dog!
Yeah, the dog. The dog's head. And a little apple pie's apple. I'm like, Yeah. Sandro was also inspired by the Very Hungry Caterpillar and made a spicy chorizo and beef caterpillar pie that took over the entire tent. It was massive. It was so, it was huge. That thing, it was a ball. It was,
I mean, yeah, like, but it didn't take over the whole tent. Maybe half.
Maybe.
But yeah. Not the whole
yeah. He made other pies, lots of other pies, representing the food that the caterpillar ate, which included fruit-filled pies, chocolate pastry for a chocolate bar, and actual ice cream. They liked his ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
His scene looked attractive, although the pastry on the caterpillar had cracked. They liked the flavor of the caterpillar, but sadly the pastry was underbaked and soft and dry inside. The judges loved his ice cream and his flavors, but sadly, he was let down by the pastry. Which is unfortunate in pastry week.
Dang, Lynette.
Yeah, Lynette's going for
I know, she's going for blood.
Yeah. Maxie made a scene inspired by the nursery rhyme, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. She made two types of pastries, star-shaped shortcrust with spiced chicken, and cloud-shaped shortcrust pastries with creme légère and fresh berries. That's how you say berries now. Berries. Yeah. These accompanied her phyllo pastry, half globe, which was filled with curry, and hers had rice. She did the double carb that Shabira was like, I'm not going to do the double carb.
And you Paul's don't want like, that. You yeah. need to.
Yeah, you need
and
to.
And she's like,
that.
No.
Yeah, he was like, I need it now.
Devin. Kidding.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So no, Shabira, she didn't want to do the double carb. Paul was giving her grief about it. But yeah, it was delicious, but they didn't contain enough fruit. Yeah. Yeah. Sad Kaylee face right there. Just
I am.
Yeah, the results. Star Baker was not much of a surprise. It was Shabira winning for the third week in a row. She has established herself as the one to beat in this competition, which I, you know, kind of, it's like I said, high highs, low lows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Shabira either knocks it out of the park or they basically tell her that she, it has no flavors. It's
right.
Weird. It.
I don't think they've said that, wrong. But.
I'm sorry, I just hit that, but it's like Paul getting angry at her. I just imagine that, where he eats it and he goes, ugh, this is wrong. I would love to hear him say that to somebody. This is wrong. You made it wrong.
He's not Gordon Ramsay.
I know. Man, oh man. Anyway.
You're demented.
I am. I've got a weird mind. But anyways, that means somebody's going to get eliminated. It was Maxie. Boom, boom.
Well, I'm surprised that Lynette said it was surprising that Maxie went, because the whole episode, I was like, she's going.
Yeah, she
and
going.
While that's really depressing, because she's been my favorite this whole time, it was like this episode, she just bombed.
Yeah.
It was not her week, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't as surprised personally.
Right.
If you had asked me a week or two ago,
right,
I'd be like, what? But
well, and it says here, Lynette even says, unfortunately pastry seemed to be her downfall, and so the week was a disaster.
Pastry's hard.
It is hard, man. You have to bake it perfectly. You have to make sure that you have an even distribution of your butter.
Even when I get, you know, like the frozen stuff or you know, pre-made, even that can be hard to get that right. Yeah. So doing it yourself is not easy.
Yeah. Well, and the analogy and, like, vision that I had in my head, albeit sometimes it's funny, but it's like watching your favorite, like, snowboarder, skateboarder, you know, extreme sport type of thing, and they're having, like, a perfect run, and the judges are like, this is going to be tens across the board, and then they hit that one element that maybe they've had trouble with in the past, and they just eat it. Right. Mm-hmm. They just poof, and you can see that they wreck or whatever. And that's how it felt with Maxie, is it was like so consistent, so good for so long. And then this week it was like, oh, that's the thing you're not good at. Like, OK,
well, and that's something I don't know if I agree with necessarily with this show, that they like start over each week.
Right.
In terms of performance. Because, you know, the outcome of this season, pretty much all the other seasons, I'm sure would be a lot different if they evaluated the end of each episode based on all of the other previous weeks, like a lot of other shows do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that. Like, if I were a TV producer, I'd be like, no, we need to look at the whole picture, not just because some people have bad weeks, but.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, too, is the thing, it's like, do you do a point system, right? Like a tally up point kind of thing? Do you do, you know, is it just the judges need to take that into account? And then it's like people are accusing them of favoritism.
Right.
You know, it goes back and forth with that.
I mean, I guess it might be the most fair.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
Not and always.
It is the Great British Baking Show. Like, it's everything under the sun baking, including spring rolls and s'mores.
I'm not going to forgive him for that. That was ridiculous.
And tacos.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyways, the baking show best bits, the many pronunciations of Mangetout in the technical challenge. Man, get out. Mangetout. Mangetout? Mangetout.
I still don't know what that is.
I don't know either. The only thing I can think of is like they were cutting things, right? And there's a terminology, julienne, where you thin slice stuff. I don't know if that's like another term for that. Here, let's
look it up.
Yeah, we're gonna Google it. Google's an evil corporation, but you get me in searching. Edible potted pea. It's a food.
It's like a snap pea.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they should have just said snap peas. What? Why did they say mange tout? Or a mange toot?
No, I don't
or think. Or mango toot.
Mango.
That's, you know, like none of them could pronounce it.
Huh.
Yeah, sugar peas or edible pod peas. Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. Okay.
Crazy. Yeah. Sandro convincing host Noel that one of his pie fillings was cherry and paprika, and getting Noel to eat a cherry dipped in paprika powder.
You're having issues powder. Today.
I know.
I mean, I am too.
Yeah.
Like, my eyes are really itchy.
Ah.
And
allergies. But no, next week it is patisserie week. So make sure to check it out. We'll see everybody back here. Right now, with the last four, my tops, Sandro and Shabira. Who you got?
I'll agree, because my favorite's gone.
I really don't want you to agree.
Well, I have to. Because
everybody you've liked has gone home.
Well, Sandro almost got the boot.
I know!
But, I mean, I have to, like, support the last woman the show, because there's three men and one woman, so Shabira is in my top. And then, you know, Sandro's really the only other one that I think has done consistently well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can tell I've been playing video games too much, because I had in my mind this weird thing that I was like, what if in the semifinal or the quarterfinal or whatever, they brought back like past winners? So you see like Giuseppe walk into the tent and he looks all intimidating and they're like, no. And he's like, Giuseppe is back for patisserie week, you know, and he's just like, I am here to kick us some ass. Just like, oh,
doesn't
my god,
sound like that.
No, not really. Yeah,
stop.
Sorry,
you can't mock Italians like that.
I know, I'm still learning Italian. Ugh, towel. The word towel in Italian is asciugamano. Why is that the word for towel? That makes no sense. Like,
well, mano's hand.
So a hand towel. So a sugar.
I can't explain that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy out there. I love learning Italian, though. Learn another language, everybody. It's real fun to learn another language. But anyways, yeah. Maybe next week I'll need an asciugamano while I sit in my chair, because it's going to get tense. I'm going to have to wipe my brow, you know? What?
I don't know what. I thought you said, I'll meet a sugar mama. And I'm like,
what, girl?
Like you're going to meet a sugar mama through your podcast?
See, this is what I'm talking about. Italian? Figure out another word for towel other than a sugar mano.
What? Jeans is jeans.
Yes,
jeans. Hamburger is il hamburger.
Yeah.
So it could, you know, could be il handel.
Yeah. But, yeah. Anyways, but, yeah. Like I said, I'm really sad that you picked Sandro and Shabira because that means one of them's going to go home. You always pick that go home. I don't know what happened. See, my thing is, back to your point on people, you know, trying to, like, do the whole, like, their catalog of competition, Janus would have gone home by now because he keeps doing the drip. That's, like, his signature thing.
I know, but he's done pretty well up until this midpoint.
Right. Abdul got a week off.
I know.
So, I don't know, man. All I do know is that everybody should be, like, hitting me up on the podcast at culinaryconvopod@gmail.com as well.
All the sugar mamas out there.
All the sugar monos and mamas out there. Throw yourselves. But, no, I mean, basically, yeah. I need, you know, people to hit me up on the newsletter, on the email. Make sure you go to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support to support the podcast. And we can keep doing shows like this because we're on episode 8. There's only 10 episodes. So we gotta have more. You know, Benny, Biscuit, my cats back here, they are hungry. They need food. And usually it's because I have to feed them. Yeah. And if you support Culinary Convo 1, it can't go to their cat food, but it can go to food-related things that we do here. And so I just appreciate everybody listening, too. So, yay! And Linda Yoga Girl, once again, killing it with the reviews.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, we will see everybody next week on 3-2-1 Bake Off for week 9, Patisserie Week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye,
everybody. Goodbye. This episode of Culinary Convo was written, produced, edited, and created by yours truly, Devin Rehm, and is a part of Mouthful Productions. Please check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Culinary Convo, and our website, culinaryconvo.com, for recipes, episodes, resources, and send an email to culinaryconvopod@gmail.com with your fan suggestions or recipe submissions. You can also support the podcast by going to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support so we can purchase cooking or audio equipment to help create a better podcast, or by using the funds to help further the exploration of Culinary Convo by ordering subscription boxes, food kits, or ordering food products to review. So shout out to our first supporter, Convonaut Dylan. Thank you. I also want to give audio credit to Soundtrap for our intro, transitions, and outro music. Thank you.